Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we again just come with such thanksgiving and praise. And thank you, Lord, that you have given that to us in our hearts. And Lord, you've anointed our lips to praise you. And Lord, let us just rejoice as we lift our hands to you and giving you this sweet fragrance, God, of our love, Lord Jesus, that you've put in our hearts, God, and this sweet-smelling fragrance, Lord God, of our tenderness, Lord, that you are building in our lives. And God, this groaning and this ache for your Son, to praise him, Lord, with all that is within us, Lord. We just glory in him. We give him all the thanksgiving, Lord. We do. We just want him to be so worshipped and adored, Lord God, and only him to be seen, Lord. And Lord, we're getting it, God, and in such great grace and mercy, Lord, that we do, we bow down before you, we run to you to embrace you, to kiss you, Lord God, in all of that worship and praise to thank you, Father, for your Son. Lord, glory, 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 you've enlightened the eyes of our understanding. Lord, that only he would be praised. We give him all the glory. Lord, we look to him for all the increase. And by the precious power of his might, God, anoint every life in this building today, Lord, because your Son is here. In his name we pray, and we give you the praise, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles, we'll begin in Psalm 77. Then we'll move over to Deuteronomy 10, Job 5, Isaiah 43, Psalm 77, Deuteronomy 10, Job 5, Isaiah 43. On your marks, get set, go. Psalm 77, 14. I'm going to tell you, he's going to have to constrain me. I'm ready to bust. Oh, what a wonder, what a glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 77, 14. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou art the God that doeth and dost miracles. Hallelujah. You go on over to Deuteronomy 10. And in that 21st verse, it says, he is thy praise and he is thy God that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. He's the God, hallelujah, that has done great miracles and these things. Job 5, you go over and you read with me there in verses 8 and 9. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Oh my goodness, he does miracles and marvelous miracles without number. He never runs out, praise God. And then finally in Isaiah 43, here we go, verses 1 and 2, down there a little ways, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you about him and me. God, I need a miracle. How about you? God, I call upon the name of the Lord, I need a miracle. And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, I have come to the place to appreciate miracles like I've never appreciated them ever before. And I have to be honest with you. I know it was me that didn't see this. And I have to be honest with you. I believe that maybe, could you imagine, that my self-righteousness got in the way. Thinking somehow, some way, that I was just maybe a little bit above, that I could say, Lord, the only thing I need to pray for is your will. You know, just like Jesus. Father, thy will be done. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. That's very true. We pray for the will of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. But I'm going to say this as well, too, that it was my self-righteousness that really kept me from seeing something that His will is all about. And I am here to tell you today that the will of God is all about miracles. Just this. The will of God is all about miracles. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and my God, hallelujah, is a God of miracles. And I will confess that I thank the Lord to gladly testify that I am weak enough, I am low enough, I am down enough, praise God, to know I need a miracle. Maybe I walked along in my life a little too long thinking somehow that maybe I didn't need God's miracles. And yet they were always there. But why not go along with a little more joy, a little more humility, a little more thankfulness, a little more gratitude to say, God, thank you, Lord. I know I need your miracles. I would pray that if there's anyone here today that knows so much more than that, that says, man, I can't believe this pastor, knowing God and Paul's gospel for so long, that he's talking about miracles. Where has he gone? Well, I've gone down. Because he's being lifted up. And I'll tell you what, there's no more beautiful place to see him from than to look up. You know? Ask Mary. She had the best view at his feet. There are all those ones running around, and oh, may they might be able to look eye to eye. But Mary, oh, she's chosen the better part. She's just looking up. Praise God. He brought me to see David. I saw the miracle as he stood before that giant. Come on. It was a miracle that he even stood there. Come on. He brought me to see Moses as he stood there, praise God, in the miracle before that sea. Huh? But see, I want to be like those brothers. They weren't standing there doubting God. They were there expecting God. David knew that, God, you didn't bring me out here to destroy me. You brought me out here for a miracle. You brought me out here to see the fullness of your glory. He brought me into that house of that woman, that widow woman. I'm serious. I'm telling you. I went to that empty miracle barrel with her. Those that don't know that story, it was empty every day. But somehow, some way, every morning, it was full of the oil and full of the meal every single day. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God, for the miracles that you bring every day. And the first one is every morning, Lord, that I'm even thinking of you. That I'm even praising you, Lord, before I even awake. It's been going on, and I don't even know it. But then it just fountains up, praise God, when I become cognizant of what he's been doing all night long. Oh, thank you, Lord. But see, that is just it. See, when God brings us into a battle, when God brings you into a furnace, you, it's going to be the situation, there is no way that you can fight. You might try at first, but you'll wear out. He's going to bring you into, praise God, that battle as sweet David. I don't have any strength to fight this. I don't have any power to overcome this giant. But for God in every circumstance and situation, and I'm talking about anything, but especially those things that you are aware of, I'm talking about those special appointments where he really gets your attention and you know you can't win. I'm talking about when you know you're done. I'm talking about when you know you're finished. But God. But God and his miracles. I hope this soaking in. I'm running around with a little more praise. Oh, but God, but God, but God. No, but God and his miracles. But God and his mercy. But God in my weakness. But God in my fear. But God in my doubt. But God, hallelujah, in my murmuring. But God when I'm terrified. But God, I need your miracle. And there they are. And there they are. I'm praising him. Oh, this is great, great grace to really see and enjoy this. I'm telling you because now I do. I've seen something I've never seen. You ever see something you've never seen? Huh? That's why y'all got them cameras, you know that, that you're taking all these pictures on and say, oh my goodness, look at this, look at this, look at this. That's nothing. This is something. This is it. Oh my goodness. When you really see and really know and really trust him, that Lord, I am abiding in the center of God's will. Oh my goodness, that epiphany, you know. He's already placed you there. But the moment that you get it in a way that maybe you have not gotten it ever in your life, that Father, man, I am so in your hand. That the husbandman that is all over the vine, which I happen to be a branch in that vine, that he is tending to nothing but the vine to supply all the fullness of the vine through that branch, that the fruit, oh my goodness, clusters upon me. Clusters upon me that he feasts upon. Now, this, praise God, is the precious challenge that he can only bring by the trying of my faith. Amen. And that is the time, branches, to cry out to God. Not to think something like, well, I am just some sweet, amazing, yielded branch. No. I'm a weak branch. I'm a branch, praise God, but I'm of the vine. Hallelujah. I'm in that vine. And praise the Lord, I need to cry out, I need you. And I need to cry out, praise God, by your grace, I believe you. And I understand, Lord, praise God, because of that grace, your words are in me. Come on Wednesday nights. Your word is in me. I love your words. And I've got a promise. I've got a promise. You've got a promise. See, don't let it stop in Scripture. Let it all flow out. And I love your words, and they are in me. And whatsoever I ask in your name, you will do it. You will do it. I plead with all prayer and supplication by the grace of God. I stand upon that promise. In the Spirit. Oh, you talk about needing the Holy Ghost right now. But Lord, I do. I don't just request. God, I plead. I do. I cast not just it, but I cast myself. All of it upon the altar, that God, only you can do it. And here come the miracles. And here come the miracles. See, by the grace of God, I'm telling you something. This is when he brings to us, Lord, I've heard of thee, but man, my eyes now see thee. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been rejoicing. I've been hearing Paul's gospel for 33 years. Well, you say, well, brother, you heard that more than that. No, I know when the Lord gave me an ear to hear what the Spirit said to the churches. I was 17 years old. So I've been hearing some things. Oh, I've been hearing. But I'm going to tell you something again, brothers and sisters. Now I see something like I've never seen before. Not that I've never seen before, that I've never known before. He brought me, praise God, to this precious place of trial. The only place that I could see him. I'm telling you, go ask Mary. When she came to Jesus and she just broke it forth on his feet. And she was crying. See, there's something about crying to God. Sisters, you may know this a little bit better, but brothers, I'm telling you, I'm after you because of the unction of the love of God in me. Listen, it's not just crying, but there's something about what happens in your heart. It's what happened in David's heart. As he said, I made my bed. My pillow was a river. I was swimming. Brother Paul, oh my goodness, how he wept. How he would cry over them. And whether it would be tears of joy or, Lord, this hurts. There's a tenderness that comes forth. Let God be stoic. Give it up. No, I mean it. You want strength? Get tender. You want to stand? You better learn to cast yourself upon him. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, for the strength I know comes from one place, and that's from your might. But brothers and sisters, this is a place where he brings you to that precious trial. It's a place that all you can do is fall before him. Isn't that awesome? That's a wonderful place. That's an amazing place. But don't just fall there. Stand on the promises of God and say, Lord, I need a miracle. And I'll testify to you. And there it is. Amen? Now, I'm not just asking to see the acts of God. I'm calling upon the word of his grace. And when you're in these places, you need all the grace you can get, and it is all there. But don't let your self-righteousness be a battle. Just cry out to God. and I need a miracle, and my goodness, it's there. Oh, hallelujah. And that is just who He is, brothers and sisters, because everything is miraculous with God. There is nothing that He does. I always loved seeing Sister McGuire that isn't more than wonderful. Brother, would you go sing that song for me again? And I'll tell you, though, as we close this up, when we're in this place, when we're in this place, the place that is so, so far beyond our strength, I truly confess, Lord, I do not even know what to ask for. I mean, it is so beyond me. I am so weak. I am helpless. That it must be the Spirit that makes intercession for me. Praise God. And the intercession that I'm finding in this depth is, Lord, praise God, Your ways are beyond finding out. Did you hear that? Your ways are beyond finding out. All I can do is so wonderfully cry out to You, God, and truly just say, Lord, I need You. I just say, Lord, praise God, I'm helpless. Lord, in whatever event this is, I know that I am surrounded by the enemy. And by the grace of God, Lord, I need You to pour forth Your miracles. Now, here's what happens. He lifts up a standard. And all the flood of the enemy, it's swallowed up. As you lift your hands and you praise Him, the enemy can do only one thing, and that's withdraw. As you believe Him, because He cannot deny His righteousness, and as a child of the living God, I have the very righteousness of His Son. I stand before Him with the life of His Son. Not only can He not deny that, the only thing He can do is favor it. David even said, in my innumerable sins, His mercy covered me. He wasn't out there glorying because He was right. He wasn't out there glorying because, Lord, I did the right thing. His glory was one thing. Lord, Your righteousness, because of Your mercy and Your grace, is upon me. Now, it gets better. Not only does this standard come up, not only does the swallow the flood of the enemy, the arrows begin to come out of him. Oh yes, them are arrows. Fiery darts of the enemy, that's exactly what they are. But now we're talking about God's arrows. And God's fiery arrows scatter them. And God's fiery arrows torment them. And it's all because of His great love for me. Because I'm going to tell you something by the grace of God, brothers and sisters. When they touch us, they anger Him. When you touch my sons, you've angered me. But I'm learning not to even approach that anger. I let somebody else do it in a way that I could never even express. When they touch the apple of His eye, which is you, know who fights for you. Know who's been provoked. Know whose nostrils are breathing fire. Know who has bode heaven itself in his passion. Know who has come upon the scene to chase and to destroy and to give you their enemies under the necks of them under your feet. And as David rejoiced and says, and oh Lord, I pursue them. Now see, I've learned something. I don't need to wait to pursue my enemies. I just call upon the name of the Lord and the game is changed. And David said, not only do I pursue them, but he gives them over to me and I grind them as dust. Now, brothers and sisters, we are now and forever the sons of the living God. And I'm going to tell you something. Cry out to God. Every life here today. Because you need a miracle. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You may think that your faith is so strong. And if you think that, you definitely need a miracle. You listening? Because whatsoever state you're in, you better be crying out to him. And say, Lord, really, in Jesus' name, bring me your manifold miracles to me. For he will not leave me hopeless. For God, you have not brought me to this place to destroy me. That God, you have not brought me to this place to leave me here alone. But God, you have brought me here for one thing. To glorify you. That truly when I am weak, then you are strong. That truly in my infirmity, the power of Christ rests upon me. Amen. That truly in this place of the no way, the glory of God is the only thing on the scene. And I thank you, Lord, because I know this. The beauty of the countenance of the Lord is upon me. That's it. That's when he's seen.
Hallelujah! Sayon Dalarosi Baya.
Jesus.
Okayas. Real, real, real.
In Jesus' name.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct you in the path. In Jesus.
Amen. 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 Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. God, continue to allow only your Son to be seen. God, continue again. Keep us still. God, help us to be quiet. As you said to them at the sea, be still, be quiet, and see the mighty hand of God. Now, Lord, each and every one of us are in that place. And, Lord, again, move. Move us to see this. God, again, help us to take hold that you must increase and I must decrease. That, Lord Jesus, I do need you. Don't let me wait, God, any longer. God, help me to just cry out today that, Lord, you divinely brought my family. You divinely brought my body. You divinely brought this situation, God, to get a hold of me, Lord God. Your plans for me, Lord God, are for the fullness of the glory to be displayed before you. Now, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, let us just lay hold, God, give you the thanksgiving and praise to be lowly, to be humble, and to thank you for all the marvelous things, the wonders, the terrible things that are in full and infinite supply for me. In Jesus' name, amen.